News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you may be hearing for the last 24 hours, there's an earthquake, I think, in the world of aviation yesterday when the High Court ruled to pause or put a stay on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The judge, Justice Barry O'Donnell, said there are very serious adverse consequences would flow from imposing this cap on traffic and passengers at the airport. And I'm joined now by Mark Tighe, who is the president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, to discuss it. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Emmett.
Listen, this is very interesting. The two bits I'd point listeners to was, one, the adverse consequences, but also the judge talks about the harmful effects for the broader economy. So he's making quite a wide ruling here. The main issue, though, however, has to be fought out in the next few months. So the cap is damaged, but it's certainly not dead. Would that be fair?
Well, yes, this is a stay to the judgment. It gives a stay to the cap. But of course, the full hearing and the full arguments across the whole argument has to be made before the justice, before a final decision will be made. But it's a good start.
Now, in terms of your members and so on, obviously they want to see more traffic. They want to see more planes in the sky. Obviously, you had a very contentious dispute over the summer. Why do you and the industry and the members you represent, why are you so worried about the cap in particular?
Well, it's broader than just our members being worried about the cap. I mean, we were obviously an island nation. We're, you know, less than 500 kilometres long and 300 wide. The aviation world is an integral part of our economy. And yes, it affects our jobs as pilots and staff in the airport directly, but it affects it far wider. And in fact, that was acknowledged by the justice himself in his judgment.
Now, the great news about all of this is that Aer Lingus are cooperating with Ryanair. You have these US airlines involved. Obviously, you're coming in now, putting the pilot's perspective down on the table as well. I mean, it does seem a sense that there's a tide here that is going to build and build and build. And it's going to be very hard for the Irish Aviation Authority to kind of resist this over the long term.
Well, it's. I think it is going to change. I think it has to change. But we need to examine how this happened in the first place. The airport in Dublin, notwithstanding the availability of airports elsewhere in the country, is the primary desired entrance into the country for the majority of people and businesses. Leaving aviation policy through its main airport at the control of a planning regulation in a local council, rather than being actually part of a national policy from government, needs to be looked at.
Now, one of the things people will say is, you know, Aer Lingus in particular, they've been talking about the cap, they've been talking about other issues, and they've also been talking about the dispute yourselves were involved in. You got a 17.75% pay increase, so you have to acknowledge that in your own way as members, you've also been adding to a much higher cost base for airlines operating at the airport. That's just a simple fact.
Oh, well, like the costs are rising all around. The fundamental part of our pay claim and dispute, resulting dispute, was the fact that our salaries and other people's salaries were not increasing with inflation. That just simply has to be dealt with as a fact of life. But what we're talking about here is a constraint upon the ability to actually operate within Dublin Airport.
Because Aer Lingus have been saying, and they've been pointing out assiduously now for the last few months, that Aer Lingus is the worst performing airline in the IAG group, that it's not pulling its weight effectively, if I can paraphrase in that sense. And your recent pay claim plus this cap, if you put the two together, has made it a very difficult environment for Aer Lingus to operate in.
Well, I don't see how we can connect one with the other. Aer Lingus is a small company within the context of the group, but it's actually doing very well. As we pointed out throughout the dispute last year, we made 9.9% operating margin, which is far higher than the big operators in Europe, the KLMs and the Air Frances and Lufthansa's, and was on a par with our sister airlines in the group, the behemoth that is British Airways.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. This is obviously something to be decided in the next few months. We have not heard the last of the Dublin passenger airport cap for now. Mark Tighe was the president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.